Welcome back to the Improvised Wikipedia Podcast. I'm here with my friend, John Lunger.
I'm here with my friend, Glenn Tickle.
I'm looking at the waveform, and I really staccatoed the shit out of that intro.
Yeah, what did you think you were doing?
I didn't expect it to be so visually striking.
I mean, that's you.
That's true. I got a haircut today.
Yeah, if someone was like, hey, beard. How would you describe Glenn Tickle? I would say visually striking.
I got my red glasses on because I'm
poor
doing a
taste
show
in
after
movies.
This.
I would say that.
You're a bad man.
I don't know. I feel like
Glenn
I'm
Tickle
the only
against
one
the
being
World
honest
Crime
to
League
you.
Coming 2020.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, I can't wait. I bet the content will be great, but the name is unfortunately nerdy.
It's so good. I do like the joke that I did on Twitter about it. Was that I should just say that my next album is going to be called Glenn Tickle Against the World Crime League and then just never do another album.
Made me a little sad.
Because we never got that Buckaroo Banzai sequel?
That's definitely not it.
Yeah, it's probably it. You can read the screenplay for it online. It's unofficial. I forget who wrote it. I want to say Greg Rucka because we were just talking about him for 15 minutes, but I know it wasn't him.
How you feeling? You were sick for a while, but you seem to be healthy-ish?
Yeah. I'm good. I'm on the med. I had a cold for a real long time that I could not shake.
Yeah,
couldn't get rid of the cough.
Too long. I thought it was an Oregon Trail situation and you were just going to die fording a river soon.
I kept waiting for the thing, like when you see a movie set in the 1700s and somebody coughs into a handkerchief and then there's blood and then the next scene is their funeral.
Yeah.
I kept waiting for that moment.
Did you buy handkerchiefs?
Yeah, I have handkerchiefs.
Do you cough into them a lot?
No, they just kind of sit in my drawer.
Okay, well that...
It was a thing where people would get them for me as gifts for a couple of years. They're like, Glenn needs a box of these.
Well, I mean, pre-fatherhood, you wore suits constantly.
Constantly.
You were a very dapper gentleman. And it's not to say that you're not dapper, but I mean, I think covered this on the show before. Kids be messy.
Kids are very messy, so wearing a suit all the time with children is impractical. So it is kind of like, I went from wearing suits all the time to more of like a casual Friday situation when I'm going out. Man, in the last like 2 weeks, I've really just accepted that I am comfortable dropping my daughter off at school in pajamas.
Oh.
Well, not her. She wears her school clothes.
Yeah, what's your pajama sitch, though?
I just got some fleece pants and a t-shirt.
All right. Do you get out of the car?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I have cats. I don't know how this works. I don't have to drop my cats off really anywhere.
I just open the door. Tuck and roll, baby. Go have fun at school today.
No, that's good. For the water wars that are coming, like she needs that kind of preparation.
I don't know. Because she has to be at school pretty early. I'm not really a morning guy. And she's not a morning person either. And the baby usually monopolizes my wife's focus while we're all getting ready for the day, so it is kind of left to me and my daughter to get her ready for school, and we're both kind of like half asleep and no one's in a good mood, so mornings are fun, John.
Yeah, it's like a real Garfield comic situation right there.
Yeah,
or like a Kathy Ack Mondays.
Ack indeed. Ack 7 a.m. alarm every weekday of my life.
Yeah,
I hate it. School should start at noon. There's no reason for it to start this early. There's studies to show that it is detrimental to the children's education. It is based around parents getting their children to school before leaving for work. So capitalism is destroying my life because I have to wake up early to get my kid ready before I go to a job I don't have.
Well, you know what's going to really make a difference? That hot take on this podcast.
Yep.
It's really going to change a lot of minds.
Yeah. Our listeners probably already agree with me on most things.
Speaking of our listeners, Duty Cyclers, I'm going to talk directly to you now. Still, as of this moment recording, have not heard back from Colin Hanks. What are y'all doing? All
we
want to do.
Bug Colin Hanks about this great idea we had weeks ago that I only vaguely remember. Diagnosis murder?
Yeah, we're going to
So the offer on the table.
Yeah.
Colin, John and I will I believe we said specifically we will type it on a typewriter. We will type a spec script reboot of Diagnosis Murder starring you and your father Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
We will type it on a typewriter. Because Tom Hanks loves typewriters.
You know that. He's your dad.
He's your dad. You know all about it. He made a typewriter app for iPhones so that you could simulate writing on a typewriter.
If it helps,
digitally.
We'll write the screenplay on that typewriter.
We'll use the app. Typing a screenplay on that bad boy would probably be a nightmare, but we'll do it.
It's going to be a nightmare on a typewriter, too.
And then you can give it to your dad for Christmas.
Yeah, it's a real great gift. We are running out of time, though, because we haven't put any work into it. And if we're going to get
it to
you in time for
Christmas. And if we have to write it on this weird typewriter app, it's going to add weeks to the process.
So this is like last call.
Yeah.
I don't know you. I am an admirer of your work, and I feel like you'd enjoy this bit. And your father would really love to see this spec reboot of Diagnosis Murder for Christmas.
I know I would. And then, Colin, you can write a spec script for me and my dad to star in.
Oh, yeah.
You can pick the show, whatever you want.
I don't want anything from you, Colin.
I'm not demanding it.
Sort of felt like you were.
I'm saying if he wants to do it, if he's like, well, these strange boys did such a, I guess, nice thing.
Is it though, Colin? We're not talking to you anymore. I'm just talking to you, Glenn. Is it nice?
Is it nice?
I don't know that it's nice. I feel like
it's nice to know someone is thinking about you and your dad's love of typewriters and for some reason Diagnosis Murder. I don't remember that. I don't remember the origins of how that part got in there.
I don't know either.
I think we invited Tom Hanks onto the podcast.
No, you did. And then I went a hot take that I don't want him on the podcast and I'd rather have Colin or Rita. And
Rita's welcome anytime.
Yeah, I mean, it's an open door policy. So is Randy Quaid.
Again, I disagree on that one.
Hey, you want to do an episode? We've been prattling along here.
We have been rambling. What do we got today?
I got 20 suggestions from Facebook. So for those that don't know, follow the Improvised Wikipedia page on Facebook, and we often post there for topic suggestions.
Yes.
And
friends with us. That seems to be the most fruitful on our effort, but just because of how Facebook shows things.
True, you can do that too.
Unless you're weird, then don't send me a friend request because I won't accept it, and then I'm going to run into you at, let's say, an open mic, and then it's going to be weird.
Yep. All of that. And also, hey, while you're doing it, remember to subscribe and rate and review the podcast. We forgot to do that last week, and we don't do it very often. And I was listening to one of Conan O'Brien's recent podcast episodes, and like he did a solid 2 minutes about how people really need to help him out and rate and review that. And I was like, I don't know that you need that help, Conan, but the fact that
O'Brien invented podcasting?
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, Conan.
Yeah, thanks, Daddy Conan. But it made me feel better about saying it every week.
When that article came out, I didn't like that people got mad at Conan for
it. Yeah, he didn't write that article.
Right. Like, somebody reached out and they're like, hey, we want to talk to you about your podcast.
Great. That's
he said, of course, as anyone would.
Yeah.
If somebody said, hey, Glenn and John, we want to talk about your podcast.
Let's
We would love to talk about our podcast. And then they write an article about how Glenn and John were the only people to ever podcast in the Lehigh Valley. And then George Wacker is like, well, hey, Glenn and John, you jerks.
Yeah, and Tyler would probably jump in too, but he's not awake yet in this scenario.
Yeah, no, he would hear about it later. But we didn't say, yeah, I don't know. Conan's great.
No, I love him. I wasn't criticizing him.
No, I'm saying
what I meant
people
to say
were
like,
when I
was like, oh, shit,
out.
If he has to say it, I feel slightly less scuzzy doing it on our podcast.
It does help.
Where you're helping us way more than helping.
It would genuinely help us. We're coming up on the end of the year.
Right.
And I think, I don't remember, there was a specific number that I want to hit. listener wise.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember if we had put a deadline on it, but the end of the year is coming up. That's usually a good deadline for things.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to keep doing it. It's just, I would feel better if we were at the number I have in my head and not the one that we're at currently. Which is admittedly more than I thought.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
Like, great job already. Everyone who has already liked and subscribed and told people about, great work.
This yeah, if I see you in public and I have them on me, I'll give you a sticker as a thank you.
Heck yeah.
Not so a sticker for our podcast. We don't have those anymore. But, like, I don't know. I've got some Lisa Frank stickers. Well, anyways, numbers is a nice segue back to numbers. We have 20 suggestions, so I need a number from you.
Let me get that 14.
Well, look at this. Do you know who gave us the suggestion this week?
No. Is it?
The aforementioned George Wacker.
Oh, Georgie Wax.
Georgie Wax wants to know about peppercorns.
Ooh.
Good suggestion.
That is a great suggestion. I know sometimes there's suggestions that we don't care for, and we really lean into our listeners in a way I hope that they understand is supposed to be fun and not mean. But yeah, we get a lot of bad suggy jests.
Yeah.
This is a great one.
Yeah.
Because it's vague enough to give us a lot of room for dumb goofs.
Mm-hmm.
Probably definitely has a Wikipedia page.
No doubt.
And for sure has like some kind of weird history thing.
Yeah.
Like wars were for sure fought over pepper.
Oh, yeah. Do you ever, I sometimes get stuck in these like just these like the circle of like, holy shit, people died for cumin.
Yeah.
It's insane. Like all like the spice trade stuff, like, you know, we take for granted that we can go buy the overpriced McCormick dried spices, you know, in an aisle with relative ease and like our food doesn't taste like garbage.
Yeah.
But like, people fucking murdered each other for like some goddamn cilantro. That's crazy.
Especially because cilantro is yucky.
Oh.
I got that soap gene.
Oh, you do? I'm so sorry. I love cilantro.
Parsley, I also don't care for. They're similar.
Parsley brings nothing to the table. It's a little pop of color on a diner plate to make you feel less sad about the fact that you're there.
Just I looked up numbers. Just to see where we're at.
Because you don't care about this episode?
Not particularly. Well, it made me think about it, and then I wanted to know what they were. We have more than doubled our listenership this year.
Holy shit, you guys are amazing. Thank you so much. That's rad. That's very cool.
That's pretty solid.
That's very solid. You want to do an episode about peppercorns now?
Peppercorns. So, they are the thing, like, so pepper.
Mm-hmm. Is a plant?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else would it be, bud?
I don't know.
Little, what do you think?
Little rodents that we grind up? I don't know.
Just, yeah, that's not what it is. It's a plant.
Okay.
And it's a berry. Did you know that a lot of things are berries?
Actually, most fruits are
most
berries.
Most things are berries.
Yeah.
Printers, berries.
Mm-hmm.
Tape dispensers, berries.
Mm-hmm. Dave.
Dave. Berry. Marion.
Berry.
Berry. White.
Crunch.
Berry crunch?
Crunch berry.
Man, I don't know. The berry white thing flew me off. Yeah, so it's a berry of a plant that grows pepper. The pepper plant? It's got to have a different name than that. Pepper tree, pepper bush, probably a shrub. And you dry it out.
It's not a fern. I know that
for
much.
For sure not a fern.
For
Get
sure.
the fuck out of
yeah.
here, ferns.
You
had your time in the mid-80s. No one loves you anymore.
Yeah, only Zach Galifianakis and Will Ferrell give a fuck about you now.
And just
and Lauren Lapkus. She's a fucking national treasure.
So good. She was the highlight of that movie for me.
Yeah.
I know we talked about being kind of disappointed about it on an earlier episode, but she was great.
Yeah, always
great
is.
In that movie. What are we talking about? Peppercorns. So
peppercorns, they're the berries of the pepper plant.
They're the berry of the pepper plant, the pepper shrub. You dry that shit out.
Mm-hmm. Sun raisin style?
Yes. You got to cure it. So, like, probably lay it out on a blanket in the sun and then turn it at some point.
It's like me at the beach, baby.
Now, there's different kinds. Obviously, we all know classic black pepper. Mm-hmm. That's what we got on tables across America.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you got the pink peppercorn.
There's pink pepper. It had a real moment last year, I feel like. Really hot in the Chopped kitchen, for example.
Yeah.
White pepper. Red pepper. Red pepper flakes.
Uh-huh.
I think that's different. That's like...
Or is that like you take a peppercorn and you like shave it?
No, because it's got like the seeds in there too. I think that's a separate sitch. But we're talking peppercorn, so get the fuck out of here, flakes.
Yeah. Go back to pizzeria tabletops.
Yeah, I do love some red pepper flake on some...
So I had a friend, nice I had some friends in college from, I think it was like the Endicott Binghamton area, that I would mercilessly make fun of. Not because they put red pepper flake on pizza, but they put salt and pepper on pizza. And I was like, why are you doing that? That's ridiculous. And then I did it and I was like, oh, holy shit, this is incredible. Yeah, I know. The face that you're making is the right face.
I mean, it's more of a face of curiosity.
Oh, no.
Pizza is already salty.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but you got to take it to that next level. And if you want to pass on the salt, fine. Pass on the salt, but add some pepper to that shit. Just some black pepper.
I frequently, I'll put hot sauce on pizza if there's a bottle of hot sauce sitting around. Spice it up.
Spice up the jams.
If there's the shaker of Parmesan cheese, I might toss some on there, but it's not bringing a lot.
I should have said spice up the slice.
Spice up the slice. TM. That is a good... You are having a great run of just coming up with good, weird phrases. This is your Streets Ahead moment.
Yeah, two people at the dinner party, baby. Spice up that slice.
I think we've said... T-shirt ideas in the past. I would for sure rock a spice up that slice improvised Wikipedia T-shirt.
I don't know that you would, because it's been recently documented when your daughter came up with a Dookie King T-shirt. I'm the only one on the planet that bought that shirt.
I still could. So I looked up Dookie King recently, like after we had that conversation.
Uh-huh.
To see if there was some other iteration.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize one of the options on Redbubble is you can order a dress with the Dookie King pattern.
Yeah.
Just kind of
stamped
all over it.
Yeah.
And I would very much like to order one for my daughter.
Yeah, I feel like Steph's going to murder you first, though.
I don't know if my daughter would like it. I'm pretty sure my wife would not like it.
Hmm. What about dog clothes? Could you just get some for Elvis?
He would hate it. That fool does not like wearing clothes.
Well, I mean,
he's
is
skinny.
A fool.
He's got short hair. So, garbage. Like, in the winter, he does need a layer when we go for walks. But I don't think he would like a Dookie King dog sweater.
Mm.
I would.
I don't know. You got to follow your heart on this one.
But I was surprised to see the dress was an option.
Oh, spice up that slice. Let's get back into it. Peppercorns.
Peppercorns. People murdered each other for them.
Yeah, so where the black pepper, the most
black
prevalent
pepper,
of the peppers in
right? When we
America,
think peppercorn, that's I think that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, so where are those bad boys coming from?
Them
where
bad
are we
boys.
What's the climate needed
for
that?
You got to think hot and spicy, right?
Yeah? What about humidity? You want that thick?
Ooh.
You want that thick, humid?
You want hot, soupy air.
Oh yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Give me a. Hey Siri, what's the weather? It's like bisque outside, baby.
Oh yeah. You're just gonna get. It's not raining, but you're gonna get damp.
Oh yeah. Do you got pores? Guess what? They're leaking.
Ooh, sweaty pores. So.
So you tropical
go,
climates.
I'm thinking Middle East. Maybe down to like India.
Well, I mean, spice trade, right? Like
that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, spice trade, like India. I think you're looking at a lot of, the culinary traditions that we're used to filtering through Europe. You know, that spice trade is coming from India,
right?
Right, like the East India Trading Company and all that kind of stuff. With the
so that's
British
what I'm
Empire.
Thinking for origin, and then
okay. I mean, we clearly can grow them domestically now because like
now we can. I don't know that we always could. I don't know if it's one of those things where there was like a secret to it and they're like, don't tell nobody how to grow this. And everyone's like, well, do we just Do we just put it in the ground and water it every once in a while? Is that the secret? And they're like, ah, oh, dang, you cracked
got
it.
Us.
You cracked it, you wily bastards.
Nobody tell them how to grind up those berries.
Yeah.
Don't tell them to put them on a blanket under the sun.
What do you think a fresh pepper berry would be like eating it?
Regret.
Like if you try to eat a fresh olive, I know it's disgusting.
Really?
Because regular olives are disgusting, but like the pre-cured brined, mm-hmm. like just fresh off of a tree olive is inedible garbage.
Right. So like a fresh pepper berry, I do mean that. I mean, half joke, but like, I think you would bite into it and be like, oh, this is what regret tastes like.
Yeah.
Like it'd probably be like a, not like a spice, not like a hot burny. But
yeah.
Like
I don't think the capsaicin would be overwhelming.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not that, but it's like that almost like, you know, almost like the, it's almost like when you eat something that's like really chalky and like you're like, oh God.
I think it would also be kind of bitter, and that is what kind of gets eroded by the curing process, which is why drying it out is key.
Right.
Because that part makes it go away. Then you focus on just kind of the mild spice flavor that you get from black pepper. I know it is low on the Scoville scale.
Very low on the Scoville scale.
Maybe even a zero.
Maybe.
Have we talked? I think we talked about the Scoville scale on something.
I'm sure we have.
I think we might have done an episode on the Scoville scale.
I don't think we have.
I'm making weird.
Yeah, you're like, ooh. Like, you could have gone like, oh, John's paying attention to what we do. But instead,
I think
you,
we talked about it on something.
You were silent and you just like shamed me with your face.
Very low. So the capsaicin, which is the chemical in spicy foods that makes them spicy, a little bit in there, but like you'd have to eat a lot of pepper before you're like, ooh, spicy, spicy, spicy.
Yeah, no, the
like
I,
a big
I think,
old cinnamon challenge spoonful before, and it wouldn't be good. I think then it would taste like, because you put a little bit of pepper on something. So if you put a lot of it in your mouth,
it can cause discomfort.
It'll make you sneeze like a Warner Brothers cartoon from the 30s.
Yeah, for sure. You know, there's truth in comedy. I mean, public service announcement, everybody. Like, stop buying ground pepper. Get yourself a pepper grinder and grind your own peppercorns, because it does make a big difference in taste.
It does, because there's volatile chemical compounds in the peppercorn that when you grind it, they get exposed to air and then they dissipate pretty quickly. So grinding fresh pepper on top of something is a noticeable difference from just, you know, that the McCormick.
Yeah, like the metal tin that looks like it's like pre-World War One. Yeah.
Which again, you know, that's fine too. But
in a pinch.
Oh, you magnificent bastard. So, yeah, so there's capsaicin. There's volatile flavor compounds that when exposed to air dissipate, which is why grinding fresh pepper on food has a stronger flavor. I'm not going to say better. I'm going to say strong. There's a difference. It's not like sometimes you see people do things to food and you're like, well, that seems unnecessary.
Yeah, like don't pee on that shark meat. Maybe just grill it up.
Just bury it on the ground. Yeah. But no, there is an average person could taste the difference between
fresh
ground pepper and that can of months old
sadness
pepper. When did we start cultivating this bad boy?
Oh, I mean, like we, the human race?
Yeah, not you and I. I've never cultivated pepper in my life. How dare you accuse me of otherwise? I'm no pepper farmer.
No?
Ancient Egypt. Mesopotamia? Are we going back that far?
Yeah, probably. Like, I mean...
Sumeria?
Sure. Let's do it. Pangaea, baby.
Is there pepper mentioned in the Code of Hammurabi? Is Gilgamesh out there fucking with pepper?
Oh, Gilgamesh put peppercorns in his pee hole, baby.
He probably did. Gilgamesh.
He nasty.
Yeah. Him and Enkidu out there just turning into dogs, I think, at one point.
Yeah, pinching and squealing.
Getting that pepper wrestling.
Getting that pepper wrestling.
I put wrestling in air quotes.
Not helpful for the format.
Because in some of the translations, they're doing sex to each other.
Mm-hmm.
But some people didn't care for that part of it. So they're like, no, they're just wrestling.
He put care in air quotes, too. He's just doubling down on air quotes after he called himself out for it, everybody. I don't know what to tell you.
Can't stop doing air quotes, baby.
Yeah, I mean, a very, very long time.
A long time, right? You find something that makes food taste better, you get it.
So in America, we talk about salt and pepper being a basis of a lot of our seasonings and a lot of cuisines, and not just
right.
You know, American
frequently
cuisines.
The phrase salt and pepper to taste
right.
appears in 90% of
recipes. And I know at some point there was some bougie and possibly borderline douchey article written about by some chef talking about how they're actually not complementary flavors. Like, they don't really go together. And then I was just like, well, bitch, our palates have changed.
Sure.
So now they do. So yeah, maybe it wasn't in vogue at one time, but now it's pretty commonplace.
I don't really like pepper that much.
No?
I'll put it on some stuff. I will salt anything you got.
Well, you got to. But I also think like pepper is one of those things that like you probably don't even appreciate when it's in like good food that you're eating that it's there.
Right.
You know what I mean? But like if it was missing, you'd be like,
well, no, like I mean, so if I get food somewhere, mm-hmm. I was like, you know what? This could use a little something. I will sprinkle salt all the live long day.
Mm.
Very rarely. I was like, this needs a little pepper.
Yeah.
If it's something that's already like maybe a little bit spicy, there's a soup called Pepper Pot.
Yeah.
Which has got some pepper. I will throw some more on there. Get a little peppery.
Well, I mean, open your mind. Open your mind to the possibilities of
I don't dislike it. I'm not hyped about it.
Put some on some
salt.
Pizza.
I'll put salt on any food.
Yeah.
When I was in elementary school, at lunch you could buy ice cream cones,
mm-hmm.
like the pre-wrapped,
mm-hmm.
very conical ones.
Yeah, with like the little chocolate rim on the top.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would put salt on those bad boys.
Yeah, sweet and salty is fucking great.
So good. People would be like, Glenn, you're a lunatic.
Well, you are.
And I would say, irrelevant. But just so tasty.
Yeah, you were streets ahead back then, baby.
Streets ahead. I would put a big old plate of salt and I would dip, not just a little sprinkle. Like, it was absurd, the amount. I should be dead. But
hey, we got to wrap up. Do you have any final thoughts before we take a break?
I don't think we're going to win this one. That's my thought.
Yeah.
It's too broad.
Mm. All right, but bud. Fun. Well, I don't know. I thought we had some pretty good nugs in there.
I think we said words that probably have something to do with peppercorn. I said volatile compounds a couple of times, so we're probably fine.
All right, we're going to step aside, pay the bills, thank our sponsors, and when we come back, we will pull up whatever we find on Wikipedia for peppercorns.
Hey, listeners. It, me, your boy, Glenn. Today, Improvised Wikipedia, you know who it's brought to you by? Oh, John Lunger, he's here too. I'm not some kind of b-hole who does ad reads without his improv comedy partner.
Really? It sort of felt like you were doing that.
John,
mm-hmm.
Why don't you hit me with that hot ad copy there, Daddy?
Oh, yeah, hold on. Let me get this piece of paper that it's written on. Oh, hey, look at that. This week's Improvised Wikipedia podcast episode is brought to you by paper.
Oh, look at that.
Look at that. The ad for paper was written on paper for
paper.
Me to read. How convenient. Paper is the number one convenient method for distributing the written word.
Sure. And cutting people.
Oh,
if you're a
so
Pete villain.
Yeah. Do you want to play football but don't want a concussion? Paper football, baby.
Paper football is my preferred method of football. No, Tecmo Bowl. But paper football is also pretty fun. Paper Tecmo Bowl.
What? TM.
Ooh, yeah, we got to work that out. Paper, do you have a secret? Do you have a dirty little secret?
Oh, you know I do.
Oh, you got to pass a dirty little secret in class? Get some paper.
Oh, man.
Do you
like to muck up trees and squish them into something that you can write on?
Yeah. Do you just want to grind up wood pulp
and just
soak it in some water for like a day?
Oh, yeah. Give me that
and
moisture.
And you just
want to
squeeze that water out.
Oh,
of it.
Ooh, yeah.
You're going to roll that out.
Yeah.
Roll it out so thin.
Roll it out.
Yeah,
oh, that tree
out.
Corpse is
talk
so
like
thin.
Oh, roll it out.
Ah, yeah. Give me that sweet, wet tree.
do you want to write a Broadway show starring Harvey Fierstein? Write it on paper.
Do you want to write a Broadway show starring Harvey Fierstein about paper? Write that show about paper on paper. Nah. Paper's great.
It's fine. Did we do an episode? I feel like this may be a returning sponsor.
It might be. You know what I love about
Welcome
paper?
Welcome back, I think. You or know, we talked about you once.
My favorite thing about paper is it is what all, if not most, at least, books are made of. And I love them books.
I think we talked about how it should be made from bamboo and not trees.
Yeah, I think originally it was, once. Right?
Originally, the OG material was bamboo, and it's better.
But tree paper's fine, and they sponsor this podcast, so thanks, paper tree people.
Write it down, Daddy.
Write a note on a tree and give it to me. All right.
Hang on. All right.
All right. We're back?
Yeah.
All right, we're back. So the peppercorn page redirects to a page called Black Pepper.
All right, I'll take it. That's acceptable.
But there is a disambig page for peppercorn. You want to go over that real quick?
No.
It's real short.
Oh, okay. That's teeny tiny.
And this is where it's going to get a little interesting because the first section is plants and there is a peppercorn tree page. So I'm not sure how we want to really... I think we're talking the black pepper.
Yeah.
So peppercorn is a legal term. It's a very small payment used to satisfy the requirements for the creation of a legal contract. So, like, you know, I need to...
That sounds like a mob code.
Yeah, like, I need to legally pay you to do that. So here is a penny, and that's a peppercorn, maybe.
So now we have client privilege.
Right, yeah. Like, now there's a binding.
That's not real, I think, right? That's a thing.
I don't want to click
through. They do it in movies a lot, but, like, if you give a lawyer a dollar, that doesn't mean you necessarily have...
No, because it would be the requirement. That would be the beginning of a... I don't know. Who cares?
Suck shit. Movie facts that aren't
real. Fuck you, movies.
Yeah, stop making them. No more.
Hot
Frozen 2's out today, and no more after that. It's the last one.
And then there's three people. Arthur Peppercorn, an English mechanical engineer. Arthur Douglas Peppercorn, an English landscape painter. And David Peppercorn, the British master of wine and author.
Dope job title.
Hell yeah. But we want black pepper. Black pepper is a flowering vine in the family Piperaceae, cultivated for its fruit known as peppercorn, which is usually dried and used as a spice and seasoning. When fresh and fully mature, it is about 5 millimeters in diameter and dark red and contains a single seed. Like all drupes, I mean, don't tell me about drupes. Your boy knows about drupes.
Yeah, drupes have come up.
Peppercorns.
It's a weird name for a category of thing.
Yeah. Peppercorns and ground pepper derived from them may be described simply as pepper or more precisely black pepper.
Black pepper.
It's usually cooked and dried.
Dry it out.
Mm-hmm. Green we pepper. Said that. And white pepper is the white fruit seeds. Black pepper is native to present day South India.
Nailed it.
Nailed that. It's extensively cultivated in tropical regions. Nailed it.
Again, nailed it.
Vietnam, world's largest producer and exporter of pepper. They produce 34% of the world's crop as of 2013.
Well, look who's growing so much pepper, Vietnam.
Ground and dried and cooked peppercorns have been used since antiquity, both for flavor and as traditional medicine. Black pepper is the world's most traded spice and is one of the most common spices added to cuisines around the world. Its spiciness is due to the chemical compound piperine, which is a different kind of spicy than a capsaicin characteristic of chili peppers.
Swing and a miss on my part.
Yeah, it's a ubiquitous in the modern world seasoning, and it's often paired with salt and available on dining tables and shakers or
Remember
mills.
When those dickholes tried to sell pepper, salt and
no.
pepper mixed together?
No. And I love your use of dickhole here.
Yeah.
No, I don't remember that. Is that like the peanut butter and jelly in the same jar kind of jam?
Later than that. I think there have probably been other attempts, but I do remember specifically someone trying to do it on Shark Tank.
Yeah, it's probably fucking Mark Cuban,
like,
right?
You dingus. No, somebody was pitching it to Mark Cuban. Do you not know how Shark Tank works?
See, I watched like
Mark Cuban doesn't show up and say, "Here's my great idea."
Well, I thought he might have invested in it.
He might have.
You know, here's the thing about Shark Tank. I tried watching Shark Tank. I've watched like maybe two episodes. There's too many commercials in Shark Tank.
A lot of commercials.
So nothing happens on that fucking show.
Sometimes I will get into like a real tear of just like burning through episodes of Shark Tank.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't like.
Because I like people's dumb inventions.
That's what I'm in it for.
I love that.
I don't like. I like dumb inventions. I also like good. There was one. There was a similar show about inventions specifically that was better, and I don't remember the name of it. But I like seeing the inventions. I don't like any of the sharks as people, and capitalism is bad.
So this is a really nice Wikipedia page, and I can't believe I'm going to do this. This is unprecedented in improvised Wikipedia podcast history. Just pulling the curtain back for y'all. Glenn and I are actually on a show, and it starts in 15 minutes. So we have to stop this episode.
Yep.
We don't get to make a judgment. So I think at best, this is we'll just call this another tie.
We could. I think we. I would.
Do you want a new category?
I think we just got to take a knee on this one.
You think you want to call it a loss?
I think like there's a. It's a pretty big page. We didn't get a lot of stuff in there.
Yeah, but we also didn't read all of this, so I can't. Oh wow, no, yeah, we lost.
Yeah,
sorry, I stopped. I only scrolled about halfway down, and then I kept going. And there's some juicy factoid meaty parts on this. So
meaty peppercorn. Babe.
So I guess the lesson is thanks for nothing, George Wacker. You made Wacker. Us lose an episode. Just real quick to finish this up, Glenn, what's your fake fact for pepper?
That it is great. I don't know. I don't have anything. I gotta pee real bad and we gotta get to this show.
All right, bye.
Yeah, it's taking a sip. God, let me drink this coffee you made me.